You know, sometimes it's not the nicotine that keeps people smoking. It's something deeper, quieter, older. It's fear. Fear of change. Fear of losing control. Fear of letting go of something that's been there for every high and low. Some people even say, it feels like I'm losing my best friend. And when you think about it, that makes sense. Cigarettes were always there. After a fight, after a win, at the end of a long day, at the beginning of a hard one. So when you imagine letting go, it's not just the smoke that disappears. It's the emotional crutch, the illusion of safety. But here's what you're about to discover. That cigarette was never your friend. It just stood in for the comfort. You hadn't yet learned to give yourself. This session is about dissolving that fear, so your unconscious mind can realize that what felt like support was actually just another kind of leash. And that the version of you who walks beyond the smoke is freer, stronger, and finally ready to breathe on your own. So now, you can take that first slow breath. And notice how the body begins to soften with each gentle exhale, as if the thoughts drift. That's fine. Because the part of you that knows how to let go safely is already listening, already leading. That's it. Imagine now, you're standing at the edge of a doorway. Behind you, the familiar, the routines, the smoke, the comfort that never really comforted. Ahead of you, a wide field, clean air, fresh ground, unwritten days. And maybe you stand there for a moment, not sure. Because even when the room is toxic, it's the one you know. But now, you take a step forward and realize the fear wasn't the end. It was the beginning. There's a story about a woman who always drank water from the same cracked glass. It had a chip on the rim. She'd cut her lip once, but she still used it. "I'm used to it," she'd say. "It's my favorite." And when it finally shattered one day, she panicked. She looked for the pieces, tried to glue them back, until a friend handed her a new glass, clear, smooth, unbroken. She drank from it and realized, "I didn't love the old glass. I just didn't believe I deserved a better one." And now, your unconscious mind begins to loosen its grip on that old, worn-out attachment, the belief that you'll fall apart without cigarettes. It's unraveling. The voice that says, "You'll never be the same," is being replaced with, "Thank God I'll never be the same." You'll still smoke for now, if you choose. Something has shifted. The fear is fading. The crutch is cracking. The ground beneath your feet is solid. And in the days to come, you may notice something beautiful. You don't miss it. You don't need it. You just move forward. You breathe easier. Think more clearly. You feel stronger when you say no, and lighter when you forget to even think about it. And soon, you won't be trying to quit anymore. You'll just have become someone who doesn't need to. That's it. Now, in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and as I do, you'll return to full awareness, with the fear reduced and the freedom rising. 1, breath returning. 2, clarity rising. 3, mind brighter. 4, fear dissolving. That's it. 5, eyes open and freedom finally beginning. From now on, every time the old fear whispers, you'll hear another voice louder, clearer, truer. I'm not afraid of freedom. I've walked through worse. I'm finally becoming me. Because the truth is, you were never afraid of quitting. You were afraid of being alone without it. But now, you're not alone. You're whole. And that old friend was never really a friend at all.